Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Matt Shervington, and this is your Sports Bite for the 2nd of December. Alex Carey has officially been added to Australia's Ashes squad for the first test at the Gabba. Carey is the only wicketkeeper in the side, confirming he will take Tim Payne's vacant spot behind the stumps for next Wednesday's match. Manly superstar Tom Trbojevic has capped off one of the most remarkable seasons in NRL history with another individual award. The Dally M medalist took out the Brad Fittler medal, awarded to New South Wales' best player for his part in the State of Origin Series win. The AFL is considering a round one shake-up when the fixtures are expected to be released next week. It's believed Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs may open the season with a grand final rematch on a Wednesday night. It would be a break from tradition, with Carlton and Richmond typically opening the season on a Thursday night. It may be almost 600 days away, but the venues have been announced for the 2023 Women's Football World Cup. 35 matches will be played in Australia, 29 in New Zealand, with the final at Sydney Stadium, Australia. Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth will also host matches. There's just 2 points separating teams at the top of the Premier League ladder. Chelsea's 2-1 win over Watford putting them just ahead of Manchester City, with Liverpool's 4-1 victory in the Merseyside derby rounding out the top three. That's your Sports Bite for the 2nd of December.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.